Good morning. It's 9 o'clock, the first Friday of the month, and that means it's time for the Plant Rant, made possible by Baker Orchards at Centuria. Good morning, Sandra, the plant lady.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. Oh, it is beautiful out today. We've had such a roller coaster of weather, but today is a great day to get out. If you haven't gotten your outdoor decorations done, today might be a good day to do it because it's above freezing already this morning.
Yeah.
It feels nice.
It does, but it's going to get cold tomorrow.
Oh, come on. Let's just be in the present moment, Bob.
All right. We're in the present moment. By golly, it's nice out there.
Of course, I say that, and then I'm going to be covering all kinds of events that are happening. I'll warn everyone, today's show is going to be slightly like a large community calendar just because there are so many things happening in the community. So I'm hardly even sure where to start with this because I want to talk about the solstice as well. And
the one thing we can say is it's awfully nice because in previous, 2 years, we couldn't have all those various things. Now we can.
Yeah, I didn't even think
and
about
we are.
That being able to gather again.
Yeah.
And winter, for me, I kind of like the dormant part of winter, and we can learn a lot from the plants and the animals for slowing down. And at the same time, some folks struggle with that type of isolation.
Yeah.
So with all these community events, if you don't want to be dormant, you have no
you
reason
have to, be.
To be. So
no, and this is the Holly Jolly Stroll in Amory this weekend, tomorrow. And
yes.
Man, I remember when I worked at the Free Press. They had the original holiday stroll. They created.
And they're still a co-sponsor. I think it's them, the fire department, and the Amory Community Club are the three together.
Man, we used to look forward to that because you got to meet all these people that came for a hot dog and a hot chocolate. Now the counselors, everything else with it. But anyway, it's a good celebration.
Yeah, and that'll be on. I want to make one announcement about something going on today because I want to kind of go in order of the calendar. So in St. Croix Falls, their library there is starting a program called the Feel Good Film Club.
Oh.
And they are actually having a movie tonight at 7 o'clock, and they're going to be showing Little Women.
Oh.
So as the temperature
drops,
if you want
to do something. Is it the one with Catherine Hepburn?
I do not know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just know that that is something that is happening today in St. Croix Falls. And then in regards to the holiday stroll. So, yeah, there is a ton going on all day tomorrow here in town. From 10 to 1, you can have tea with Mrs. Claus. At 1 o'clock, there's the Ugly Sweater Dash. From 1 to 4, our library here in Amory is hosting a winter workshop. From 2 to 4 in Soo Line Park is what you were mentioning, all the goodies. There's s'mores and Santa and cider and horse and wagon rides, carolers. And Santa, he's going to be really busy tomorrow because you can also get your picture taken with Santa at Cahill. So he's going to be quite the multitasker, being in two places at one time. But, that's the magic of Christmas, right?
Amen. Amen. There should be lots going on.
The magic of the holidays. So, and then a few things that are kind of different this year. So in the past, I've talked quite a bit about Wagon Landing Tree Farm. They were only open one weekend this year, and I did not talk with him to see why, but I'm really grateful that I went on to his website and they were just doing really short hours. So they have already were open the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So that has passed.
They've already done their thing.
Mickelson's in Deer Park, they're right on County H in Deer Park. Laura and Larry, they are open, and they are open weekends, I think Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I always check and make sure. They do have choose and cut. They do have pre-cut. If you're wanting to have a family outing, they have wagon rides, hot cider, a fire going.
Ooh.
So a place you can go and really just hang out if you want, or come and go if that's what you want. They have wreaths as well. So it's kind of a one-stop shop if you want it to be. And then they do have a variety, too, of their evergreens. They have Fraser fir and balsam, spruce, white and scotch pine.
My.
So they have a range of
all the varieties.
A range of things to choose from. And let's see, where else am I? Oh, yeah, I forgot for tomorrow. I missed some things with the holiday stroll. That's why we call it the Plant Rant, people, because I'm all over the place here. The Parade of Lights tomorrow night at 5.
Oh, yeah.
And Light Up the Town at 5:30. And then the Fire Department, as I had mentioned, is a co-sponsor, and they have a chili feed from 4 to 7. And also, you can drop off for Toys for Tots at the Department as well. And I think there's, I forget what it was, but there is some fundraising at Soo Line Park, too, I think for the food pantry, I want to say.
Maybe so. I don't know that.
And I don't have the flyer in front of me right now, but people can be prepared if they want to do some.
Sure.
Do something generous.
Sure.
During the holidays here.
When it's all said and done by the fire department, don't they have a big bonfire at the end of the whole thing? Seems to me they do. It seems to me there's a big pile of
sketchy stuff.
Old stuff that needs to be burned up. Pallets and stuff like that.
I've seen that before. I'm not sure if that's part of this event. So don't quote us on any of that, folks. So let's see. Where am I at on my calendar here? Oh, so tomorrow, holiday stroll. Sunday. Okay. There's several super cool events going on Sunday in our area. So one, the St. Croix Falls Abrahamsons, and thank you, Abrahamsons, for being an underwriter for WPCA. Yes. We really appreciate it. So let's support those businesses that support us as well. But Abrahamson is hosting a Winter's Farmers Market on Sunday from noon to 3. They are going to have live music. They're going to have treats and coffee. This event has been put on by the St. Croix Valley Food Alliance, which I'm not super familiar with them. I didn't do much research into them. But there's going to be local produce, jam, honey, gifts, more. And I'm going to list off the people, the places that are going to be there. And some of these are folks that I've mentioned before. Some of these are people that have been on the show before. But this is an amazing list of people that are going to be at this Winter's Farmers Market. So Blackbrook Farm, Red Clover Herbal Apothecary, the Bee's Knees, which mentioning them, so the Bee's Knees is natural products, and I work with a woman now who has an allergy to a product that's in many, many, many cosmetics, even some natural ones. And I know she uses the Bee's Knees. So shout out to Bee's Knees for people who have skin sensitivities and for making good products.
There you go.
Windy Ridge Orchard is going to be there. I can barely read my own writing. I apologize. Green Tooth Farm. I need to write neater. But you can look it up. Whetstone Farm, Burning River Farm, EB Ranch Farmstead, Wide Lane Farm, Jewelltown Roastery, which is the coffee roaster out of Star Prairie, Johnson Family Pastures, which are the folks that used to farm and have stuff at Baker Orchard. And again, thank you, Baker Orchard, for sponsoring the Plant Rant. Flower Folk Apothecary, Cultivating the Commons. You might remember a few months ago, Clint was on. That was the seed producer. Yep. So they may have seeds available. So for all of us gardeners who are already fantasizing about next year, you can talk to Clint and Cass and maybe get some seeds. Turnip Rock Farm, CW Creamery, Christy Wetzig Pottery, Sleeping Dragon Studios, which is David DeMattia. He does really cool metal sculpture, a lot of really cool outdoor garden art. See, there is a connection here, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Rising Sun Farm and Orchard, and Elena Queller Clay. So a few different potters there. Anyway, I think this is going to be so cool. It just,
what, in the winter, can you believe time, all these people for goodness are there? Sake?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they're offering, what they have for products and a wide mix. And boy, act fast because noon to three is kind of a small window. But and I'm sure, I would imagine it'll be set up in that really big greenhouse
area.
Yeah, so if it's a nice sunny day, it's just going to be gorgeous in there.
Yeah, yeah. Let's cross our fingers for it.
Yes. And also on Sunday, so there is time to do both of these things. I mean, this could be a really busy weekend if someone set out to do all these events.
Well, and you should.
Oh, are you going to go, Bob?
Probably not. I got to work.
Yeah, yeah. So the other thing that is going on, so I had Jessica Turtle on a few months ago as mm-hmm. well with the Natural Heritage Arts Center, which is now open in Osceola. And she is hosting, or they are hosting an event on Sunday at from 4 to 7, and it's a dinner and discussion with Sarah Brocky, who is, my understanding, is a painter. It sounds like she does, one of her focuses is on some divine feminine art, and I haven't went and viewed her display, but I did see a few pictures online, and I know that there is, you know, you can view the art and purchase, you know, there'll be art for sale. And then, so that is an exciting thing that's happening.
And that, again, is in downtown Osceola.
Downtown Osceola. If people remember where Mr. Deals was, they have completely transformed the space.
Yeah.
It's a big brick building on the west side of town, and you won't miss it.
Yeah,
and that was what my guess back in October
yep.
was when Jessica yep. was on, and that was just really fun and interesting. And she's got a lot of cool events coming up. So in addition, I'm going to keep going here with Natural Heritage Arts Center for now, because she has a few things going on this month, which we had talked about, but in case you missed the October show. So Saturday, December 17th, in preparation for her solstice party, she is hosting a winter solstice craft workshop. And that's going to be from 5 to 8 on Saturday, December 17th, so the Saturday before the solstice. And it's going to be a mask-making workshop where you'll be making forest animal masks. And so this is a tie-in for her winter solstice party where Charlie Parr, mm-hmm. who's a gentleman, really good bluegrass from Duluth. I'm not sure if that's the specific genre, but I'm pretty sure. Anyway, he's very talented. It's very fun. So Charlie Parr is going to be there for the solstice party, which she's hosting on Wednesday, December 21st, actual solstice. And you can wear, if you want, your dress in a woodland costume to celebrate the return of the light. There's going to be a potluck and the serving of comfort food and a luminary display. And then if you do dress as a woodland creature, there will be actually a costume contest where they'll be voting. But and she was, my understanding now is that if you don't, you don't have to wear a mask or a costume if you don't want to. But if you do, you can make your own at home, or you can, maybe you already have something, or you can attend this craft workshop. And the Charlie Parr evening, that starts at 4 o'clock. And then, again, I would just look at her website or get a hold of them to get more details. Because I know she was offering, like, some VIP packages and some different, different options for that night. So I want to talk a little bit about winter solstice, which is also known as Yule or midwinter. And it's, and right now, like in the Southern Hemisphere, they're having their longest day of the year. And we're having, coming up, you know, our, well, not today, but on the solstice.
One of these days.
It'll be short. Our shortest day of the year. And it's actually, it's the astronomical first day of winter. But then people who celebrate more the earth based holidays, this is like the first holiday after Samhain, which is kind of like the end of the year. So it's it's, anyway, there's a lot of it's so interesting because everything is really tied together, because it's celebrating the return of the light. We're getting to our darkest day, but now the days after the 21st are going to get longer
little by little
and longer until we get to the equinox, where now we're going to have equal. So I'm just going to read a little bit about the winter solstice to give people a little more insight and make the connection between many of our, you know, common holidays as that we celebrate as well. So the winter solstice, also called Yule or midwinter, occurs on December 21st and is the first pagan holiday celebrated after the ending of the old year at Samhain. It is located in the north on the wheel of the year, which represents the land of dark nights and the cold grip of winter. When winter solstice arrives, we know we are halfway through the dark part of the year. So we may not feel that way, but we are. So that gives us hope at this time of the year when we need to, you know, everyone's like, oh, winter's here now. And, you know, but really the light's coming back already. So the darkness that has been growing since the fall equinox reaches its peak at the winter solstice, making this the shortest day of the year. Starting the day after winter solstice, the length of sunlight begins to increase day by day until it reaches its peak at the summer solstice. Many view winter solstice as the day on which the sun is reborn, as indeed it is. The pagan solstice celebration is just one of many festivals of light that occur this time of year, including Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Santa Lucia's Day, and La Posadas. Yule traditions include the burning of the Yule log, which represents the increasing light of the season. It is a common practice to keep a piece of it to light the next year's Yule log and to scatter some of its ashes over the fields. Kissing under the mistletoe, whose white berries symbolized, let's just say, reproduction, we'll say, to the ancient Druids, may be the remnants of an ancient fertility practice. Better to watch out who you kiss. Holly and evergreen are both symbols of the promise of the return of life and springtime, since their leaves do not brown and die like other trees. And this is from a book by Joyce and River Higginbotham. So not I'm reading that from a book. So just more interesting or more information on our holidays and how similar so many celebrations really are throughout the world. It's just celebrating the light. So it's fun. So yeah, and if you're wanting to get out and do something in our community to celebrate that, the Natural Heritage Arts Center is going to have a big event. So lots of good things coming up. What else do I have today? How are we doing on time? Pretty good. So yeah, let's see. No, I'm just going to have to make it up as I go, I guess. No. So
Just wing it,
I usually do. Oh, some great places, too. You know, let's get out and support our community. Oh, yeah, Miracle at Big Rock is happening. Mm-hmm. And that is north of St. Croix Falls. Yep. And with them, you can have different options. You can just drive through if you're still not, you know, doing crowds or if you do want to spend a day. They've got so many different packages and events, and if you, they have like free days for veterans, free days for frontline workers. So if you fit into those categories, there's some chance opportunity for you to be able to go.
I suppose, and they have a website, they tell us all that on.
Yes, I think. And oh my goodness, if you get on their mailing list, you'll be getting stuff. I get text messages with their information. I won't express all my feelings about that, but so they have a lot going on, but it's beautiful. We went last year and it was just absolutely gorgeous. And again, there's days when Santa will be there. There's, you can do kind of as much or as little if you want, if you just want to do the drive through, if you want to make a whole day out of it, if you want to do it when they have a special event. And this runs till I think January 1st and started right at, I think the very day after Thanksgiving or
probably,
something.
Sure.
But just a great event, just really beautiful.
Yeah.
So check them out. You know, we've got great places we can support our local shops this time of year with yeah, gifts and things and locally made products and local businesses. So we have a lot to choose from for that kind of stuff.
Well, it's interesting in Amory because there are more local businesses downtown than there have been in a long time.
It's nice.
Because it's grown enough to where I think there's only one vacant space on all of the main drag where the bakery used to be.
Oh, yes.
But everything else is full. There's all kinds of new things, and it's pretty interesting.
I want someone to paint a mural on the windows there. Or just move into the space, please.
That would be nice. Somebody could move. But, and you know what we really need in Amory? If somebody's listening, we need a bakery.
Wouldn't it be great to have a bakery in the bakery?
It used to be there. It used to be there with a nice little cafe.
Yeah, the breakfast was good there, yeah.
Yeah, and we just need that again. So somebody who's listening, take a hint.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Hint, hint. So I've been having fun. Few things. I do have more things. See, I'm just not super organized.
You just haven't seen it yet. That's good. You're getting there.
If you have not gotten out and gotten your tree guards on your trees, please do that soon. You know, now that snow line's getting up, so keep that in mind, because now the mice are, you know, a foot higher up on your tree when they were at the ground, and the deer are still goofy and will rub on them. So if you haven't gotten your tree guards out, and today would be a great day because it's going to be warm. You can use your hands. Get your repellents out on your evergreens to keep the deer off of those. And today, again, above freezing, good day to get those products applied. You could start your winter pruning now. Now, don't do your lilacs. Don't do your spring blooming spirea like the bridal wreath style, because you will cut your flowers off. Roses, I usually say wait, because you're going to get winter dieback probably anyway, and now you're going to prune now and you're going to prune later. So just save yourself some time.
Yes. Just leave it alone for a while.
I've started feeding the birds again. I was really holding off. Well, because we have flocks on the farm, and there was the bird flu, and I'm feeding the wild birds again. I just love bird watching in the winter.
It's fun to watch them.
And there's so many. We have great plants, too. So that was a good time of the year to start planning ahead and thinking of some, you know, viburnum or serviceberry, different plants that you could be getting in next year so you can be feeding the birds just naturally. I know I always, because I don't cut my plants back. Oh my gosh, I've got seeds everywhere right now. It's so great because I let this echinacea or purple coneflower grow and just let it do its thing. And now on the snow I could see, but it's great because the birds are really busy and they sit on that. Now my sunflowers, they've eaten all the sunflowers the actual flowers, but now they're going after, you know, the other
parts,
the other plants that are around. And it's just fun to see that. And it's, of course, the ones they don't eat, I'll get new baby plants from those. And I actually saved some seeds. You know, I'm always talking about how I don't do seeds. And I collected some seeds for my marigolds. I collected some from the coneflower. I'm trying to think what else. I gathered up a few different seeds, and I'm going to try it this year. I'm going to see. I'm going to try. So
those who are listening now, remember that later in the year when Sandra's back. Did you do this?
Going to keep me accountable, are you?
Exactly.
And, you know, and it's been fun having the house plants make such a difference. Like, I've got a hibiscus, and I have it in a pretty cool room. And typically a hibiscus will flower, and the flowers only last a day. Well, it must be from this cool space, because I have two blossoms that have been open for several days. And now this morning I was in the room and there's a third blossom, and it's such a treat. And then like cyclamen, they actually bloom the best during the winter and can go dormant later. So you need to know of that about the life cycle so you don't pitch it. And now my cyclamen is full blooming. And then I have some herbs inside the house, and it's great to be able to pick off some rosemary, pick off some oregano or thyme right in the kitchen when you're cooking.
That's too convenient.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's great. And then my lemon tree actually right now has two lemons. In the past, I've harvested twice off it. It has produced one lemon at a time and up to maturity, and I'm telling you, they smell so a real lemon picked fresh, like it smells like a lemon. And we kept wondering, like, when should we pick it? And then Anthony always, and I'm like, no, we gotta let it be. And then one night I was sitting in the living room and I heard
oops,
and I was like so I walked into the kitchen and there's the lemon laying on the floor. It's like, well, I guess it's
time.
It's ready.
Yep.
So but now I have two on at one time, which it makes me happy, and it feels good.
That's what plants are supposed to do.
And I kind of use mine as like a privacy fence within my house. Like my whole window is just covered. You can barely see out, which means you can barely see in too. Yeah. So because I like big open window. I don't want curtains and.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you need to cover to keep the cool up. But I do want plants. Yeah. I do want plants. So yeah, it's fun. Well, let's see. I'm going to read from my favorite book, The Gardener's Year. I'm going to make sure I didn't miss anything else I wanted to talk about today. Thanks, everybody, for bearing with me and my my rant.
I wanted to say, in reference to your notebook there.
Yes.
You write almost as good as I do.
Like, pretty messy?
No wonder you couldn't read it.
Well, I just, you know, you're brainstorming. And yeah, I probably should brainstorm on a separate piece of paper.
Probably.
And then transfer it instead of
because you wrote it. That, obviously, right on the fly.
Well, you know, well, I did this last night. I printed off this morning to organize it. And I don't get too worked up anymore. But I know I can do this. I got this. So if I'm going to get to this, though. My favorite book, The Gardener's Year, Carol Capek. I try to not repeat things. I think that I have not read this section before. So, The Gardener's December. Yes, you are right. Everything is now finished. Until now, he has hoed, dug, loosened, turned over, manured, and dressed with lime. Strewn the soil over with peat, ashes, soot. Cut, sown, planted, transplanted, divided, put bulbs in the ground, and taken out tubers for the winter, sprinkled and watered, cut the grass, weeded, covered the plants with brushwood, or raked soil to their necks. All this he did between February and December. And only now, when the garden is buried in snow, does he remember that he has forgotten something, to look at it. For you must know that until now, he has had no time to do that. When in summer he ran to look at a flowering gentian, he had to stop on the way to weed the grass. When he wanted to enjoy the beauty of delphiniums in bloom, he found that he had to give them supports. When asters came into flower, he ran to fetch a can to water them. When phlox flowered, he pulled out couch grass. When roses were in bloom, he looked where to cut side branches or how to destroy rust. When chrysanthemums began to open, he ran for a hoe to loosen the soil which had settled around their roots. What do you expect? There was always something to do. How, then, could he put his hands in his pockets and just look to see what things are like? Now, thank God, everything is finished. Perhaps there are still things to be done. There at the back of the soil is like lead, and I rather wanted to transplant the centaurea. But peace be with you. The snow has already fallen. What would you say, gardener, if for the first time you looked at your garden? Well, this black thing here, which is sticking out of the snow, is a withered viscaria. This dry stalk is a blue aquilegia. That tuft of shriveled leaves is a stilbe. And look, that sweep there is Aster iracoides. And here, where there is nothing at all, there is an orange troleus, and this heap of snow here is dianthus. Of course it is dianthus, and that stem is perhaps the red yarrow. Brr, it is cold. Even in winter, one can't enjoy one's garden.
You know what it sounds to me like about a garden, though, if you're a true gardener? You can't really walk through it and enjoy it because you're always fiddling
you
with it.
You always are. But yeah. I actually touched on that, though, a few summers ago on one of the plant rants.
Yeah.
How I just did, I started to just practice just being in the garden, just sitting and watching a butterfly
just letting it be.
Well, and it is hard, like, you know, because it's a lot of gardeners, they get up in the morning, they grab their cup of coffee, and they step outside and walk around the garden, and it's fun. Like, oh, who's blooming today? What's happening here? But it's hard to not make that mental to-do list. Or I get a lot of my weeding done that way. Like, I'm not out there to weed. I'm out there to look. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, I can pull this out while I'm here.
Yeah,
and
that's what I meant. You can't just enjoy it. You have to fiddle with it all the time.
And, you know, I have to say, I do enjoy a winter landscape. It's the one time a year that you kind of can't do anything in a way. But yet I leave because I don't trim my plants back.
Mm-hmm.
Just what he's saying. I can see still the dried seed heads and the different things and the structure of it and the birds that are enjoying it. And
yep.
I mean, when you walk out the door and the birds are flying out of your plant material because they've been in there chowing down.
That's still part of the enjoyment.
It's a good feeling. And then bringing the garden indoors, attending to the house plants and keeping those kids happy. And I did some rearranging, so I had to do some trimming on some things.
Which one of these events you talked about are you going to this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't gotten that far to figure. I feel like that farmer's market would be
kind of fun.
And I live outside of Amory. Maybe I'll come for holiday stroll. I don't know. Might as well.
Do this, do that, do the other thing. Do them all.
We talked about doing a family outing for Charlie Parr because my son and his dad, we all
want to see.
We all like Charlie Parr. Anthony's actually been on stage with Charlie Parr.
Well, okay then. You know. A good reason. That's like a reunion.
Who knows? But yeah, I kind of like my dormancy in the winter. I'm a little bit like the plants. So.
I get it.
Well, folks, thanks everyone for listening. Thank you, Baker Orchard, for being a proud sponsor of Plant Rant on our community station. And I will be back in January, and who knows what we'll be talking about next.
It's 9:31. The most